How would the new tax reduction bill affect the economy?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The tax reduction bill of 2017 will become the law of the land in 2018. And like any major changes in taxes, it has magnitude of assessment of what a reduction in taxes will do to the economy, employment, and the national debt. There are assumptions that reduction in tax rates will increase economic activities to the extent that it will wipe out the extra debt created because of it. This sentiment is also expressed in a more sophisticated approach, saying that economic growth will exceed the growth in national debt, thus reduces the debt-to-GDP ratio. This is an interesting hypothesis. Science has been evidence-based. Evidence in this case are historical data, which clearly do not support this hypothesis. During 1964-65, top individual tax rate was dropped from 91 to 70%, and the national debt rose every year until 1969, when the budget showed a surplus. That was just after the tax increases of 1968. The deep tax cuts of 1980s increased not only the overall debt, but also debt to GDP ratio from 31% in 1982 to 64% in 1993. And on the other side, the significant tax increases of 1993 not only created budget surpluses, but also dropped the debt to GDP ratio from 64 to 55% by 2001. Based on historical data, a cut in taxes will increase the debt to GDP ratio. Discussions about dynamic scoring, which will show a drop in deficit, is fascinating. Thus far, it has no basis in data, and some argue no basis in logic either. Review of economic activity since 1950 shows that there were only 9 out of the 67 years that we had budget surpluses. And 6 of these 9 happened right after tax increases. And the other 3 happened during the time that the top individual tax rate was at 91%. Reviewing data since 1950 clearly shows that there is no significant correlation between tax cuts and change in employment and economic growth during the last 67 years. There is one thing that economists don't have much differences on, and that is the deficit. Based on historical data, it is easy to predict further increases in national debt in the years to come, which is clearly reflected in the Congressional Budget Office's estimates. The current tax cut expects people finding smaller deduction in their paycheck will spend more money, and higher allowance for depreciation and lower corporate taxes will cause more investments. Historically, higher consumer expenditures and more investments was highly correlated to increases in employment. So it is reasonable to expect an increase in the rate of employment and economic growth in 2018. However, based on historic data, tax reductions has not created more jobs or faster economic growth in the long term. They have only created higher deficits. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.